Heidi, hi, and good afternoon, friends. Welcome. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a day of, well, it's the Midwest Ag Week here in Fargo, as we've been mentioning this morning, the Midwest Agriculture Summit at the Delta by Marriott, and participating, a lot of great folks, and they'll all be on Farm Talk here for the next hour or so, do stay tuned in. Senators Hoven and Klobuchar and Representative Fischbach and Undersecretary Robert Bonney, and for Technology Tuesday, we've got the likes of Microsoft and John Deere. So big wigs on the radio today, including Dennis Bielski of Resource Auction. How's Dennis this week?
Well, I don't know. I thank you for the big wig comment, but I think if I look in the mirror, you'll see that I'm starting to lose a lot of hair right around the front. So
no wig yet, though.
Maybe I do need a big wig.
I don't think. No, you're looking pretty good, very healthy, and hey, you got big 4th of July plans. I know that's a big holiday for you guys.
No, but when you talk about looking good, there's one thing that I always say to everybody. Because, and you've gone through this, you know, for your whole career, people always say, well, of course, you were on TV for a while, but now that you're on radio, people always say, oh, I heard you on the radio. And I always tell them the same thing. I look really good on the radio.
Yep. And, you know, like TV, it says that you look 15 pounds heavier on TV. You look 20 pounds skinnier, thinner, more svelte on the radio. So
flat screen TVs helped a lot with that.
Yes, we love being on the radio.
You know, we got a lot of auctions coming up. No big plans for the 4th of July, but we got auctions going on right now. We had an auction that closed yesterday. We've got a really nice farmstead, 40 acres with a nice home and outbuildings and a real picturesque creek and a little piece of farmland and some pasture. Just kind of the right place for everybody that wants to get out into the country and have a little bit of everything. Pasture, farmland, very nice, well-developed yard with flowers and trees, and a pretty darn nice home and a set of outbuildings. That closes on the 30th of June for the Sigurdsson family. Nice online auction there. Another auction we got coming up is the Louis Slominski Estate Auction. We're doing two different auctions for the Slominski family, selling vehicles, tools, all sorts of small lots and items like that at the farm near Minto. That auction opens on the 1st of July and closes on the 7th of July. So for those of you that aren't going to go light off big fireworks, you can watch the auction online over the weekend, and that closes on the 7th. And then we'll be selling all of his custom harvest equipment and any bigger equipment, trucks and trailers, things like that, in conjunction with our Grand Forks area equipment and truck auction in July. Got some other big auctions coming up in July. The Steve and Judy Doden Farm Retirement Auction at Cummings. Very nice line of equipment. John Deere and Caterpillar tractors, late model Case IH combines, semis and trailers. Nice 24-row planter. Good tillage equipment. That's July 12th, a live on-site auction near Cummings. We've got the Ralph Mackey Estate Auction the end of July at Hamden, North Dakota. Lots of good late model equipment on there. There are several John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, some nice John Deere combines, good semis, and late model ag hopper trailers. There's a John Deere self-propelled sprayer on there, and quite a few other good items indeed. So still more auctions to talk about. Our Grand Forks area equipment and truck auction also coming up in July. Important to visit about that now because we need to get your items added to that ever-growing list for our July auction. So whenever we talk about auctions, we want to talk about yours. That's the important auction we need to visit about. When you plan that ever-important event, we're ready, willing, and able to help you get that put together, promoted, and sold for top dollar.
Indeed, and that's what you are good at. Dennis, how do folks get a hold of you to talk about having an auction? Now, July is usually kind of a slow month, but man, you are busy this upcoming July.
We're always busy in July. It's typically always a busy month for us, and one of the reasons for that is people are looking for things in July, so we try to schedule auctions around that time frame. You know, it's one of those years where spring went into June, and of course, spring is going to keep everybody busy right up until the 4th of July here and somewhat after, and so July is a good time to have an auction. Keep that in mind for future reference. You know, you want to have an auction when people are able to attend it and pay top dollar. You can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
Gotcha. Dennis Bielski, Resource Auction. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great 4th of July. I like you.
Hey, happy Independence Day to you and your listeners as well.
Yeah, I like you have very few plans, and that usually is the best weekend when nothing's planned and great things pop up.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot of nice small town parades and whatnot throughout the 4th of July season. We plan on taking in a few of those, and that's still very, very important to our small communities.
Boy, that's for sure. The small town fabric, that's what this is part of the world is all about. So, well, thanks, Dennis. Happy 4th, and we'll talk to you on the 5th.
Great. Have a good day.
You the same. Thank you.